Darling, give me your hand. Love of my life made flesh. I can hardly believe you're here beside me. You're so warm to the touch. I had to bring you to the palace cemetery. I had to see the look on your face as you walked into one for the first time as a necromancer. Isn't it special? So many dead nearby, ready and waiting for you. You can feel the shape of them under the soil, tucked away lovingly in their caskets and coffins. One of the best parts about being a necromancer is that cemeteries feel like being draped in a blanket. I should be educating you rather than romanticizing everything. Look, there's a lesson here. I know you have martial skills from your life as a soldier. I've seen your impressive swordplay. But if you're ever overwhelmed, run to a cemetery. No necromancer could be defeated in one, my darling. There is so much I need to teach you. Most necromancers are trained at the school once death gives them his gift. I never realized how much of my knowledge I've taken for granted. Darling, I must tell you the two most important tenets of necromancy before anything else. Forgive my lecture. I know. I'd rather talk about how your eyes look so beautiful in the moonlight and how we're going to have a wonderful future together. But humor me and let me act as a mentor to you, just for a moment. There are two rules you must follow, and the consequences for breaking them are dire. Do I have your attention? You certainly have mine. You are breathtaking. But now listen to me. You must never raise the dead forcefully. If you pull them over the threshold between life and death, you will dominate their minds and they will come back as an empty shell. A mindless slave. You must coax them willingly and allow those you raise to make the choice for themselves. This is a common theme in necromancy. So much of what we do is empowering the dead. It's never really about control. And secondly, you must never raise a child. A human child. No younger than 16 is the rule. Ask for proof of age before you begin and guard yourself against documents that are falsified to make the decedent look older. You wouldn't believe the desperation of a grieving parent. How badly they want their children back. It's heartbreaking, but you must endure. I just can't bear the thought of anything happening to you. We don't know why death has these rules, and it's not our place to question them. But what happens if you break them? I asked the same question when I got told. If you raise a child, or if you raise without consent, you risk becoming a vampire. It may not happen the first time you do, or even the seventh time, but the chance is always there. This is the most closely guarded secret of necromancy. The reason for the school and the body that governs us. Death curses those who break his rules. I don't mean to make your new existence as a necromancer seem ominous. It's quite the opposite of what most people think. There's a lot of joy and creativity in raising the dead. It is art and science. You reunite families and lovers. And there's something wonderful about caring for people who have passed. They're so vulnerable and they rely on you. Trust me, it's very gratifying. There's nothing else like it in the whole world. I get so excited talking about it with you. I just know you're going to be a legendary necromancer. Death chose you for a reason. You must have made a great impression on him. Or maybe when you were a soldier, you just sent so many people to him he wanted to pay you back. But I see so much possibility when I look at you. There's greatness on the tips of your fingers. I feel like if I squint, I can see it. You're the love of my life. I felt connected to you before I even knew you, even though you had been long dead when I first heard your name. I can't believe you're with me now, made flesh and gifted with necromancy. You are my partner in every sense of the word. Come, let's go back to my rooms. I want to cuddle by the fire and hold you. And we can quietly marvel at each other while the flames from the hearth flicker in our eyes. You can tell me stories from your days as a soldier and we'll sip something hot. Then tomorrow we'll make history by raising a baby dragon for the Empress. It's a charmed existence, yes? Come, my love. I'm so happy we're finally sharing a life together. We're going to have hundreds of nights like this, and I can hardly believe it. Come on, I can't wait anymore. Our future is beginning right now.